Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Pesachim Daf Lamed Hey. We begin about 10 lines from the top at the Mishnah. Today we're learning Leila Nishmas Sinai Weinreich, Sinai Ben Labish. All the Nishamas we learn for should have an Aliyah. In this Mishnah, we begin to introduce the types of grain that a person can be yotzi, the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach. And we begin. Very important, famous Mishnah. El Dvarim, the following are the different types of dogon, of grain, sh'adam yotzei behem yidei chavos v'pesach, that a person can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah, mitzvah daraisa, which we have even nowadays, of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Again, there's a famous Vilna Gaon that says that every time you eat matzah during all of Pesach, you have a kiyum of a mitzvah saseh, of eating matzah on Pesach. But there's a mitzvah daraisa specifically to go and eat matzah on Leil Pesach, on the night of Tesvav, when we have our Seder. And the following different types of grain products, our Mishnah tells us, are capable of being Yotzi the Mitzvah. So these include Bechitim, which is translated always as wheat, Besorim, which is translated as barley, Kusmin, Bekusmin, that's spelt, Beshipun, that's rye, and Beshiboles Shual, that is oats. Rashi explains that Shiboles Shual is something that resembles Shiboles Shelah Asui Kizanov Shual. It looks like the tail of a fox. That's where it gets the name Shiboles Shual from. Shual's a fox, and Shiboles is some sort of a description over here of the ears of the grain that look like the tail of a fox. Now the Mishnah goes through a description of various other external factors to these grains. Now, this Mishnah, we had found a similar discussion in the Gemara in Brachos so far, in the Gemara in Shabbos so far, and the Gemara in Erevin so far, and we're not breaking our streak. The Gemara in Pesachim also has this very similar parallel Mishnah discussion in all of these Gemaras, and now we'll have it in our Gemara here as well. The Mishnah tells us that one can fulfill this obligation, the Yotzin, Bidmai, you can fulfill your obligation with matzah made from one of these types of grains, even though the grain is Dumai. Dumai, we know, is the famous expression, Duma. What is the status of this? And there was a period of time when there were some amaratzim, the majority actually did take off trumos and maisos, but there were some amaratzim that did not take off trumos and maisos. They took off truma gedola, because that you can be pater the entire kri, the entire pal, with just a single grain, so that there is no financial loss to them to say, okay, I'll fulfill this mitzvah daraisa of being mafresh trumos. But the maisos, they said, hey, 10%, that's a lot. And there was a small percentage of amaratzim that did not give their Meiser Rishon, and therefore the rabbis made a decree that whenever you purchase grain from an Amoritz, you have to be suspicious, you have to be concerned that maybe they didn't take off Trumas Meisers, and you have to take off Meisros, Aust Chashash, that they didn't, and this is Dumai, that it has to have Midrabanan, a second tithing done, even if the first tithing was done, we don't trust that the Amoritz did it, and we take off a second tithing. So if a Talmid Chacham buys grain from the Amoritz, he has to take off again, and this is called Dumai. This grain that he purchases is called Dumai. The produce that he purchases is called Dumai. So you can fulfill your obligation with that. Now, more we'll discuss exactly what is the concern with each of these. I is why you would think that you should not be able to be Yotzi, or in the second part of the Mishnah, why you would think that you can be Yotzi, and why it has to tell us that you're not Yotzi. So you can fulfill your obligation with any one of these grains that is made from Dumai. Likewise, uba ma'aser rishon shenit lo trumasum, for ma'aser rishon, which had the ma'aser min ha'ma'aser, the tenth of the tenth. When the Levi gets the ma'aser rishon, he has to give a tenth of that to the Kohen. That's called trumas ma'aser, or ma'aser min ha'ma'aser. So when it says uba ma'aser rishon shenit lo trumasum, so the question will obviously be, so why would you think you can't be Yotzi? This sounds like it's perfectly good chulin. And the Gemara will explain why not. And uba ma'aser sheni, the hektish, if you have ma'aser sheni or hektish, these are items that have to be eaten under very specific situations in Yerushalayim or in the Azara, and Sheniftu, they were redeemed properly, so now they don't have to be eaten over there. So the question is, the Mishnah is telling us that you can be Yotzi with this. The Gemara will ask, well, what was your Hava meaning to think that you couldn't be Yotzi? And the Gemara will explain that as well. Likewise, Vakohanim, if a Kohen wishes to go and eat Bechala, Chala is one of the 24 matnos kahuna. When a person makes a dough of a certain size, we discussed this previously, about a 5-pound dough, so the person has to go and give a shear of that, 1/24th of that, if you're a personal baker. If you're a professional baker, then you give 1/48th, and you give that as like a form of truma, a matnas kahuna, to the Kohen, who treats it like truma. So if the Kohen wishes to, he can go and make matzah that is made out of this challah that he gets, because he's allowed to go and eat this. Likewise, with truma, if the Kohen gets truma, he can make matzah out of truma grain as well. And the Gemara will say, well, why would you think that he can't? And we'll answer that as well. So these are all things that the Mishnah has to tell us, that you can go and make matzah, to be yotzi, the mitzvah of matzah on Leil Pesach with these items. And the Gemara will explain what was the havamin to think that you shouldn't be able to. Now, the Mishnah now gives us a list of things that you need to be told that you can't be yotzi with them. And the Gemara will say, of course you can't. What was your havamin to think that you could be yotzi? Avalo b'tevel, you can't be yotzi with tevel. Now, of course, tevel is produce that hasn't yet had trumas and mices taken from it, so of course it's also to eat it. You're not allowed to go and have that. It's a misa b'dei shemayim. So what was the havamin to even suggest in the Mishnah that you might think that you're able to be yotzei with it? The Gemara will explain. So you can't fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night, on Leil Pesach, not with tevel. V'lo b'maisa rishon shelo nitra trumaso, and not with maisa rishon that essentially is tevel. It didn't have the trumas maisa taken from it. And again, the Gemara will ask, what was the havamin over here? And likewise, v'lo b'maisa sheni v'hektish shelo niftu. And likewise, if you have maisa sheni or hektish that wasn't poda, so you're not allowed to eat them outside Yerushalayim or the Azara for certain types of hektish, but also Yerushalayim for certain other types of hektish. So you can't go and fulfill your obligation with them. The Gemara will tell us what the havamin was to think that you could have fulfilled your obligation with the Maaser Sheni Hektish that didn't have the appropriate redemption done to it that would make it mutar to eat it outside Yerushalayim. Finally, the Mishnah concludes and says, Chalos HaTodah, if a person wants to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night with the chalos that are matzah that are brought with the Korban Todah. The Korban Todah has four types of breads that are brought with it, four groups of 10 breads. Three of the groups, 30 of the breads, are actually perfectly good matzah. One of those groups is actual chametz. So the one that's chametz is no havamin to think that you could be yotzei with that. It's a karetz, rechmanu litzlan. But the 30 chalos, the three different types of chalos that are actually matzah, so they are perfectly good matzah, and you could technically be yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach with that type of challah, with that type of matzah. So these challos of the Todah, again, the word challah we use in the vernacular to mean something that's chametz, but the challah that we're dealing with over here is pure matzah. It's perfectly not chametz. It's, in fact, most of the korbanos aren't allowed to have chametz in the breads that are brought. This is one of the exceptions to the rule, the challos ha-todah, the 30 that are matzah, and then the 10 that are chametz, the 10 are the exception to the rule. The one type that is 10 breads that are brought from it is the exception to the rule. So the chalos ha-todah, likewise urkike nazir, and the breads that a nazir brings, he brings two groups of 10 breads. So these breads that are all not chametz, they're all matzah, the 30 from the todah or the 20 from the nazir, these types of matzah, if they were made ason liatzmo, if the person made them for himself to go bring as the chalos of the todah or the rikikim for his nazirus, so then he can't use them as well to go and fulfill his mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach in Yosef Behem. The Gemara will explain why not. It's based upon psukim. However, if the person made them to be sold in the marketplace, and therefore he made them with the intention that lav dafka, they're going to be bought by somebody who needs chalos for his todah, or that he needs rikikim for his nazirus, but maybe the person's going to buy them with the purpose of eating them for Leil Pesach as matzah to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, osan limkor bashuk, if he made them to sell for anybody who wishes to purchase it. So then, in fact, Yotzin Behen, one can fulfill his obligation and use these matzos to eat on Leil Pesach. Again, the Gemara will have a discussion with all of these things in the Mishnah, why that is. So let's jump right into the Gemara right now. Tana, we learned in the Braisa, Kusmin, what are Kusmin, which we said we translate as spelt. This is min chitim. It's a toldah, a subcategory, if you wish, of chitim. This has, Nafkamina Rashi says, the le'inyan truma, the ain tarmin mi min al she'ein omino. If a person has to go and take from the like food, truma. So if you have two bushels of like food in front of you, you can take trumas and maisos from one of the bushels and be motzi the other bushel by taking the right amount and fulfill the obligation on both of them. But you can only do this with min bimino. You can't take apples and you have apples and oranges. Say I have 100 apples, 100 oranges, so I'm supposed to take off 2 apples for truma and 2 oranges for truma gedola. Well, guess what? I'll take 4 apples, that'll be motzi the apples and the oranges. The kohen gets 4 fruit, and that's what I'm supposed to give him, so the kohen's not losing out. So the din is not allowed to do that. You have to do min bimino. The person has to go take from the same species.
So what the Gemara is telling us over here is that kusman, according to Rashi, the kusman are a type of chitin. We break up the five grains into the chitim type of grains and the barley types of grains, the sarin types of grains, and everything falls into a subcategory of that. And Rashi says the din that this is important for is to say that not only could you take spelt for spelt, but you can even take spelt for grain of wheat, or wheat for spelt, and be yotzi that way. If you're taking off trumas and maizes, or one on the other, they're considered together the same type of grain product. Kusmin is a subcategory of chitin. That's the way Rashi understands this. Tosfos is a different way of understanding it. He says it has to do with, you can be mafresh challah together from them. If they're mixed together in a certain way, can they be considered to make up the size of the dough that you have to be mafresh challah from? Look in the Tosfos Kusmin for this discussion. We'll just learn simple like Rashi. So the Brisa tells us that kusmin is a subcategory of chitin, and likewise the shibola shual, the oats, and the sheep and the rye, they're subcategories min saorin. They could be lumped together with saorin in regards to the din of taking off trumas and maisos min bimina. Fine. Now the Gemara says, what exactly are these different types of grains? So the Gemara tells us kusmin is something that they knew and understood as gulba. Rashi explains that gulba is a foreign language word that means ispilta. Again, sounds like spelt. What is shipun? Shipun, the Gemara says, is dishra. Rashi gives us a foreign language word for the shipun, which is dishra, rye. Now, tells us shibola shual, that's shvile tala. That is like these ears of the fox that we explained previously. This is telling us that this resembles the grains of these types of oats resemble the tail of a fox. Now the Gemara says, are these the only five types of grains that a person can be yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach? Hani in orez v'dochen lo? Is that really true? Only these five grains that we just mentioned. But what about orez? Orez is usually translated as rice. And dochen, there are a lot of different ways to translate. It's usually translated as millet. There are many different interpretations exactly what orez and dochen are. Some have the exact opposite, that the orez is the millet and the dochen is the rice. We won't get into that right now. We'll just simply say orez and dochen are rice and millet. So how do we know that minohani mili, that only the five grains that we mentioned in the Mishnah are good, but other grains like rice and millet are not considered that you can be yotzei matzo with? And this is a very, very important discussion. This is a huge machlokas in psak halacha between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim as to whether these grains of orez and dochen can be machmitz, can they become chometz? So Ashkenazim, we paskin that we're concerned that they can become chometz, and therefore we Ashkenazim do not eat such grains such as rice and millet on Pesach because of the concern that they could become chometz. On the other hand, the great Sfaradi poskim, so they say, they pass in this Gemara, that says, no, they can't become chametz. If they can't become chametz, then they're perfectly usable on Pesach. And this, of course, is a major difference in halacha l'maisa between Ashkenazim and Sfaradim. In any event, the Gemara says, how do we know the opinion that orez and dochez, you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with these types of grains? So Rish Lakish says, and likewise, Zuchain Tonad de Rabbi Shmuel, in the base medrash of Rabbi Shmuel, they learned as well. Likewise, Zuchain Tonad de Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, in the base medrash of Elazar ben Yaakov, they also learned, it's all based upon the pasuk. The pasuk says, Amar Kro lo sochal olav chametz. We had this pasuk earlier, and we darshened it earlier, and we darshened it again now, that the pasuk says, don't eat chametz, and it says, Shivas Yamim tochal olav matzos. In other words, by this hekish in the pasuk of telling us don't eat chametz and for 7 days you shall eat matzahs, it comes to teach us dvarim haboyim lidei chimutz adam yosei ben yidei chavos mevatzah, that anything that has the potential to be chametz, so if you're careful and not to let it become chametz, with that type of a product you can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. Yotzu, that excludes, therefore, elu she'ein boin l'dei chimutz, those types of grains that don't have the potential to become chametz, such as orez and dochen. And therefore, these don't have the potential to become chametz, but what happens to them? We do seem to see that they have some sort of a rise. So that's elu l'dei sirchon. The Tana, all these Tanoim here, and Reish Lakish, they all say that it has the ability only to have sirchon. Sirchon literally would mean like spoilage, and that it reaches this level of fermentation, it reaches this level of chimutz, but not to what we would call chametz level, but only to the day sirchon level, and therefore, since it can't become chametz, it can't be used to fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach. That's what Reish Lakish said, and also in the Beis Medrash of Rishmol, and the Beis Medrash of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Now, This, therefore, is our Mishnah holds like this opinion, because our Mishnah said only these five grains and not Oriz and Dochen, as opposed to Masnis and the look of Yochum and Nuri. Not like the famous opinion of Yochum and Nuri. Our Mishnah can't be in accord with his opinion, because Rabbi Yochum and Nuri said, the Omar, Oriz min Doganu. He said that Oriz, the rice, is in fact a type of grain that can become chametz. Therefore, the Chayavin al Chimutzo Karis. If Ruchman al Litzlan, a person were to eat Orez that had become chametz on Pesach, he would be chayv kares. And therefore, if you're chayv kares for it, you can also be using it to go and fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with it. The Tanya, where did he get this from? The following brisa. Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri, oser be'orez be'dochet. Rabbi Yochum ben Nuri says that you're not allowed to go and eat chametz that was made from orez and dochet. If you had a tavshil and you weren't careful to make sure it didn't become chametz, so it was in the presence of water for a certain amount of time, and it became chametz, so then you're not allowed to go and eat such a tavshil of Oriz and Dochen on Pesach. Why? Because he said, because it is, quote, karov lahachmetz, means it's close to becoming chametz. And the Gemara says, what does this lashon mean, karov lahachmetz? So Ibailu, they asked in the base medrash, what do you mean by shekarov lahachmetz? What exactly does that mean? Does it mean the kodim umachmetz? It actually becomes chametz faster than the other grains. That's what it means. Shekarov lachametz is very near to becoming chametz. It very easily becomes chametz. So it's actually easier for Oriz and Dochen to become chametz than the other five grains. Or do we say, no, Al Dilma, it means karov lachametz means that it only reaches a level of karov lachametz heavy. However, chametz gomor, low heavy. But it doesn't ever reach the full level of chametz. So that's what the answer, the base medrash. What did Rav Yochum and Nuri mean? Toshma, the Braisa tells us that it means that they can become chametz. The Tanya, Amr Rav Yochum and Nuri, Oriz min Doganu, v'chayovim achimutzo koris. Here he says, beferish, that Oriz is a type of a grain that can become chametz, and if it does become chametz and you eat it on Pesach, you are in fact going to be chayev koris rachmona l'tzlan. Therefore, you see, when it says that it means Korov l'chametz, it means the kodim u'machmetz, and it can quickly become chametz. And therefore, since it becomes chametz, he says, beferish in this brisa, v'yodim yotzi bo yidei chavos v'pesach, a person can in fact fulfill his obligation to go and eat matzah on Pesach night with orez matzah. And likewise, v'cheinu yoriochu nuri omer, kiromis, this other type of grain called kromis, is chayeves b'chalah. So here's another grain that also can be considered to be able to be machmetz, and therefore it's chayv and chala. The din is that anything that can become chametz has a din of being chayv in giving this matnas kuna called chala to the kohen. So this kromis is also another type of grain like the oriz and dochen, according to Rav Yochum and Nuri, that would be chayv and chala. It can become chametz, and therefore one could actually fulfill his obligation to eat matzah on Leil Pesach with this kromis. Gemara asks, what is kromis? My kromis. What exactly type of grain is this kromis? So Gemara tells us, Amar Abaye, it is something called shitzonisa. It is a type of grain that they knew that was known as shitzonisa. Now, Gemara says, just like all of us are asking, my shitzonisa. We don't, that doesn't help us. You tell me kromis is shitzonisa. I didn't know what kromis was. I don't know what shitzonisa is. So my shitzonisa. So Gemara says, Amar Papa, shitzonisa is something dimishtacha beni kalonisa. It is a certain type of grain that grows amongst the kalonisa. Now, none of these words really help us as much. Rashi gives us some additional foreign language words, and he says that this shitzonisa is a certain type of growth that's called nyla. He says it's round, it's like millet, and it's dark, it's black. Or alternatively, he says it's something else, it's called something similar to sheepwood, like the rye. In any event, none of these words really help us that much. We can translate them. Some translate kalanisa as a poppy seed. Others translate it in different ways. In any event, this kuromis or shitzonisa is a type of grain, according to Yochum and Nuri, that can become chametz, and therefore can be used to be fulfilling the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach, not like the Tana of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara tells us another very important halacha. Amar Rabba Bar Chana, Amar Reish Lakish. Rabba Bar Chana says, in the name of Reish Lakish, Isa Sheni Losha B'Yayin V'Shemen U'Dvash. If you have a dough, and you go and knead it with either wine, or with oil, or with dvash. The dvash over here can be either type of dvash. We have two types of dvash. It can be the dvash that comes from bees or dvash that comes from dates. These are all not water, and all of these are what we would see, what we would be calling matzah ashira. This is a rich type of matzah, and the question is, according to Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, Amarei Shlakish, Ein Chayavim Al Chimutz Koris. In fact, this doesn't become chametz. We'll see in a moment what this discussion is. It's a very important other halachic discussion. The difference again between Ashkenazim and Sfardim, can you use this matzah ashira on Pesach or not? The egg matzahs, the famous egg matzah discussion. So here, this is the source, again, for this major difference in halacha between Ashkenazim and Sfardim. So, the opinion of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana, in the name of Reish Lakish, is that these do not, by putting into this dough, wine, oil, or honey, any one of them, it makes it into matzah ashira, and ein chayavim al chimutz koris. And this type of a chametz is not going to be an iser koris. Ho machlokis over here, does that mean it's just a lav, or does it mean that it's hefter gomer? And this is part of the machlokis, again, as to what the statuses of these egg matzahs are. So, Yosef Rapapa, the Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yoshua, these two Amoraim were sitting in front of Kamei, the Rabbi Idi Bar Oven. They were sitting in front of the Rabbi, Rabbi Idi Bar Oven, as we have many times in the Gemara, that they were sitting and learning for so many hours that sometimes one of them would drift off. They were just sitting in the Beis Medrash and learning all the time, and they would sleep in the Beis Medrash. So V'yosef Rav Idi Bar Oven would come in Namnim. Rav Idi Bar Oven was sitting there, and he was dozing. He was a little bit schluffing. So the two Talmidim, Rav Papa and Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua, continued their learning. And Amalei Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua l'Rav Papa. So Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua asked Rav Papa the following question. My time of Reish Lakish, what is the reason over here that Reish Lakish just said, the statement of Rabbah Bar Bar Chana in the name of Reish Lakish, that you're not chayev on chametz with this dough that was made with wine, oil, or honey? So he says, why? My time of the Reish Lakish. So Rav Papa says, Amalei, the Amar Kram is based upon the Pasuk, Lo Sal Chal Olav Chametz V'Gomer. The Pesukim, the drushes that we just said, that something that is Chametz has the potential to be able to yotze with it for matzah. Tzvarmish Adam Yotze Ben Yidei Chavosu B'Matzah, Chayavim Achimutsu Karet. Something that you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah is, by definition, can become chametz. You have to be careful to protect it from becoming chametz. That which you can fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with, by definition, can become chametz. For ha, but these types of doughs that Reish Lakish had talked about, with the wine, the honey, or the oil, so ha'ol ve'ein Adam Yotze Ben Yidei Chavosu, a person can't fulfill his obligation with them, because the habile matzah ashira, because these are considered matzah ashira, rich matzah, ein chayavim al chimutz kares. Therefore, since you can't fulfill your mitzvah with them, it's not lechem oni, which we'll discuss later on in the Gemara, not today, in upcoming shiurim, so it's not lechem oni, it's lechem ashira. It's not poor man's bread, it's rich man's bread. Therefore, you can't fulfill your mitzvah on them with eating matzah on Leil Pesach, so therefore, ein chayavim achimus karis. Therefore, by definition, there's no iser of karis if you were to eat them on Pesach. That's where our papa responded to Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua. Iser Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua to our papa, but he asked him back again. Rav Huna b'Rei Rav Yeshua said to our papa, I don't understand. What is da halacha? If somebody were to go himcho, if somebody were to go and put these grains that you can make into matzah and can become chametz, and you put it into water, you dissolve this grain into water, ugmo. Now, it didn't become chametz, and now you drank this grain. So it's a liquid type of a grain. Can you fulfill your mitzvah with this? So the Gemara says, im chametz, so if this was allowed to become chametz, you put it in water and you didn't stir it and you didn't bake it right away, and in fact you were to drink such water with the grain inside of it, so then if it was real chametz, anush karis. So you would be chayv karis for eating this mixture of grain and water on Pesach. So therefore, according to what you're saying, you should be able to be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with this. However, via matzah, but it says in this brisa that if it is matzah, ain't other yotzei de chavos of Pesach. You can't fulfill your mitzvah of eating matzah with this liquid type of a matzah. Now, here, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of matzah with this liquid type of a matzah, so how come the chayavin achimutsu karis? Why should we chayav karis for it? That's the question that he asked. Now, before Rav Papa is given a chance to respond, the Rebbe wakes up. Itar b'hu Rav Idi Bar Oven. Rav Idi Bar Oven, who was sleeping, wakes up. And Amalu, he says to them, my children, Dardiki. Dardiki is a lashon of my Talmidim, my children, a lashon of endearment. And he says, Hainu time the Reish Lakish. You're misunderstanding Reish Lakish. The answer that you gave as to understanding Reish Lakish is incorrect. The reasoning behind Reish Lakish is as follows. That's because these types of ingredients, the wine, the oil, and the honey, are considered juices of fruit, mei peiros. We turn to the Amud Beis. Umei peiros ein machmitzin, and they don't have the ability to go and make something into chametz. That's why you can't be yotze over here with these items. That's what Rabbi Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Reish Lakish, that you can't be yotze with this type of a dough, is because it doesn't have the potential to become chametz. Now again, this is the fundamental difference between Psakim, Ashkenazim, and Sfadim in terms of using Matzah Ashira. So when it says that it's Ein Machmitzim, does it mean it's Ein Machmitzim at all? Does it mean it's Ein Machmitzim if you add water to it? It's also not Machmitzim, as long as the water is not the majority ingredient. So this is all a major halacha l'maisa controversy, and the Psak halacha for Ashkenazim is that we don't have any Mei Peros because we're concerned that it could become Chometz, even if you don't add water to it. And that's why only for sick people that can't in any way tolerate having regular matzah, do we allow them, Ashkenazim, to have this matzah shira. But Sfardim, they paskin over here that may peros ein machmitzim, and therefore there is no problem with having such matzah shira on Pesach because it can't become chametz. Now the Gemara says, we'll quote the Mishnah, Yotze b'demai v'masa v'chule. All those things in the first half of the Mishnah, where we said that a person can in fact be Yotze, his mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach, if the grains were made out of these various types of products. So the Gemara says, demai holochazile. How can you be Yotze with demai? Midrabanan, demai is no good. So how can you fulfill your mitzvah with something that the rabbi said is no good? So the Gemara says, no. The din is that you can actually eat demai under certain situations. Kivan di boy mafkir l'nichse, if a person were to go and be mafkir his nechosim, if he were to go and say, I have no property, and in other words, he makes himself into an ani. Now the din is, he becomes an ani in that situation, heavy ani, and now the din is, if a ochel demai, a poor person, when he purchases grain from an amaretz, doesn't have to go and take off demai, since, as we pointed out, the vast majority of the amaretzim did in fact take off trumas and maisos, so a poor person, the rabbis never will go, so he has to go and retake off trumas and maisos. Never, he's a poor person, so the rabbi said, in this situation, our gzerah doesn't apply. So, since a person, if he wished to, could make himself halachically into a poor person, and then he could eat the demai, so hashtanami chazile. So, in this situation, we allow him to fulfill his obligation, even though he didn't make all of his possessions hefker, and he's not a poor person, but since a poor person could be yotzi with it, so too a rich person could be yotzi with the matzah of demai as well. And this is based upon a Mishnah from demai. It says over there, that Tanan, it's a machlok between Beisham and Beisilo. Ma'achilin esuanim demai, v'yas achsanyo demai. You can go and give demai. If you have poor people that are coming to your house, and you have demai that you haven't yet been mafresh trumas and maises from, you can give it straight to the poor people without having to take off trumas and maises from it. Likewise, if you have a garrison of troops that's being quartered in your house, so Rashi says it's a Jewish troop, Tosu says, again, have this machlok in many places, Tosu says, based upon Yerushalmi, that's why I met a Goyish garrison of troops in any event. So the opinion is that you are allowed to go and feed them demai to poor people or to these garrisons. Omer Rav Huna says, this is a machlokus between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Tana, we learn in the Braisa. Beis Shammai, Omerim, no, ein machilim esanin and demai. In the name of machilim, v'yesu achsani demai. You're not allowed to go feed the poor people or the garrison of troops with demai. And on the other hand, Beis Hillel, how we paskin, Beis Hillel, Omrim, Machilim, you can. And therefore, our Mishnah goes in accord with the opinion of Beis Hillel that says that technically you could give demai to a poor person, and since a person has the ability to go be mafkin all of his possessions, so therefore he can fulfill the mitzvah of eating matzah on Leil Pesach with matzah that is demai. Then the Mishnah said, likewise, you can fulfill your obligation to eat matzah on Leil Pesach with Maaser Rishon, Shenitlo Trumoso V'chule, with Maaser Rishon that had taken off from it Trumas Maaser. So it says, duh, pshita, of course you can. The Kivin Shenitlo Trumoso, since you took off the Trumas Maaser, the Maaser Min HaMaaser, so then this is perfectly good Chulin. That's exactly what you're supposed to do. Chulin heavy. So why would you think that you need the Mishnah to tell me that you can be Yotzi and Mitzvah Matzah with perfectly good Chulin? Where it says, no, there is something else over here, lo tzricha, there's a big chiddush over here. We're dealing here that a person who is giving trumas and maisos, the proper order is, you first take off bikurim, we'll leave that aside. After you take off the bikurim, so then you give truma gedola. Truma gedola, we know, is the average person gives the 50th, a very generous person gives the 40th to the kohen, a miserly person gives the 60th to the kohen. Let's work nice and simple, the average person. So he gives truma gedola. That's the right thing to do first, to take off 1/50th of your produce and give it to the kohen. What happens if the Levi comes along and he takes his Maaser Rishon first? So the Levi now has a tenth of the produce. The Levi has an obligation to take off Trumas Maaser, a tenth of that. But it never had Truma Gedola taken from it. Does he also have the obligation to give Truma Gedola from this Maaser Rishon that he took? So Gemara says, it depends when the Levi came. If the Levi came, Shikdimo Bashibolim, if the Levi came and took the Maaser Rishon when it was early on in the process of the harvest, it was still in the stalk stage. It hadn't yet been piled up into the kri. So there were random stalks all over the place. And the Levi came to the owner, and the owner said, okay, here, take your Maaser Rishon. I see you want the Maaser Rishon. Here, take the Maaser Rishon. He gives him the 10%. Shigdimo Bashibolim. It's still in the stage of Shibolim. The grain has not been put into piles. That's when the official obligation to take off Trumas and Maaser takes effect, when it's put into the kri, when it's made into piles. So if the Levi chopped and took his Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola, in this situation, as long as the Levi then took off Trumas Maaser, the Maaser and a Maaser, the Nitla Emenu Trumas Maaser, however, the low Nitla Emenu Truma Gedola, but it never had Truma Gedola taken from it, in this situation, it is perfectly called Cholin. He doesn't have to take off the Truma Gedola. The Kohen lost out and didn't get Truma Gedola from this share of the produce. And this is based upon what Rabbi Yavo said. Uchid de Rabbi Yavo. What did Rabbi Yavo say? Dama Rabbi Yavo. Amma Rishon Lakish. Rabbi Yavo said name Rish Lakish. Maaser Rishon Shigdimo Bashibolim. If, in fact, the Levi went and was given the Maaser Rishon when it was in the Shibolim stage, when it was just in the stalks of grain stage and hadn't yet been piled up into the kri, so then the din is, it's part of me Truma Gedola. The Chiv of Truma Gedola never took effect, and therefore the Maaser Rishon that was taken is a valid Maaser Rishon. You could be mafresh at that point in time, and the Kohen lost out. There is no Truma Gedola obligation in this situation, based upon the Pasuk Shedemar. The Pasuk says, Dari Mosem Mimenu, Trumas Hashem, that you have to take from the Maaser Rishon, the Trumas Hashem, which is Maaser min HaMaaser, the one-tenth of the one-tenth. So that has to be done. And this Pasuk we darsh now, only have to take off from this Trumas Hashem, Maaser min HaMaaser, Amarti L'cha. However, below Truma Gedola, Usumas Maaser min HaMaaser, the Pasuk specifically says you only take off from the Maaser Rishon, Trumas Maaser, but you don't have to take off Truma Gedola. So that's how Rabbi Avo learned this din, in the name of Rishon and Lakish, that our Mishnah is talking about where the Shibolim had their Maaser Rishon taken, and then the Levi did take off Trumas Maaser, and this turned it into perfectly good Chulin, and that's why you can be Yotzi the Mitzvah with. And you might have thought, since it didn't have taken off Truma Gedola, that it's not yet called regular Chulin. No, the Chiddush is that it is. That's what the Chiddush of our Mishnah is telling us. On the other hand, Amalei Rapapa Liabai, Rapapa says to Abayev, wait a second, Elamayata, so then why is it only when it's in the Shibolim stage? Afilu Higdimo Bakri, Namali Potter. So even in a later stage, when it already is Mechuyev in Trumas HaMaaser, why don't we say that even though it's in the piled up stage, in the Kri stage, when there was a Chiyev of Truma Gedola, nevertheless, why don't we say if the Levi came and chopped it and he took his Maaser Rishon, so again, the only thing that the Levi has to do is take off Trumas Maaser, the Maaser min HaMaaser, and doesn't have to take off the Truma Gedola in that situation. Maybe we should say that. So Abayi tells him, Amalei, Abayi says to Rapapa, about you, Alecha, Amar Kra, about people that ask your question, which is a very good question. That's why we need the Pasuk to tell us, Mikol Mat Nosechem, Tarim Wes Kol Trumas Hashem. Once it reached the stage where you chayev in Trumas and Maestros, so now, even if the Levi comes along and chops his Maaser Rishon, there still is an obligation to take off from that Maaser Rishon, not only Trumas Maaser, the Maaser Min HaMaaser, but also to give the coin from that Maaser Rishon, Truma Gedola. So we have one pasuk telling us when it's in the Shibolim stage, you don't have the chiyuv to take off Truma Gedola if you took Maaser Rishon first. And then we have another pasuk to tell us that it reached the Kri stage, when it's piled up already in a later stage, then if you do take Maaser Rishon before the Truma Gedola, then there is an obligation not only to take off Trumas Maaser, but also to take off Truma Gedola. So Gemara asks, Umayra Isa, why did you go and use one pasuk to tell me when it's in the Shibolim stage that there's no chiyuv of Truma Gedola, but when it's in the Kri stage, there is a chiyuv of Truma Gedola? Maybe say it the other way around. So Gemara says, no, it makes sense. High idgon, high low idgon. Once it becomes piled up, so that's when the chiyuv of Truma Gedola takes effect. Before it's piled up, when it's only in the Shibolim stage, there is no chiyuv yet to take off Truma Gedola. So this is a famous discussion. Again, I pointed out we have this in many places in Shas. And that's what it means over here, that Maaser Rishon that you had taken off from it, Trumas Maaser, is good for being Yotze, the mitzvah of matzah, on Pesach night, because it is considered chulin. But that's only if it was taken from the shibalim stage, but not from the kri stage. If it was taken from the kri stage, you'd have to take off the truma gedola as well. Then next in the mission, we said, you can be yotze your mitzvah of eating Pesach on Pesach night matzah with maizah sheni or hektish that had been redeemed properly. So where it says again, da, pshita, why not? This is regular, good, redeemed grain, and therefore it should be able to be eaten outside Yerushalayim. It can be eaten any place, and therefore, why can't you use such redeemed maizah sheni or hektish? So Gemara says, no. You know what we're dealing with over here? That it was partially redeemed. It was redeemed for the principal. He paid the full principal either to the owner or to the Beis HaMikdash, and he redeemed this Maisa Sheni and the Hektish. But there's a din under certain situations that when you're redeeming your own Maisa Sheni, you have to add on a fifth. If you're redeeming somebody else's Maisa Sheni, you don't have to add on a fifth. And when you're redeeming from Hektish, you always have to add on a fifth. You want to make sure that Hektish always has the upper hand. So in this situation, we're dealing with that he only paid the principal for the item, but didn't yet pay the fifth. And in this situation, it's telling us, the chiddush of the Mishnah is, the ein chomesh ma'akev. While you owe that extra fifth, it's considered redeemed even before you pay the extra fifth, as long as you paid the principal, so it's considered redeemed. No, you have an outstanding debt. You have to pay another fifth for Meiser Sheni redemption, and you have to pay another fifth to Hektish, but it's considered already redeemed after you paid the principal. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that it was redeemed halachically, even though there's still something left that has to be redeemed, but it's not Ma'akev. Then we said, likewise, the Kohen can be Yotze with the matana that he gets from the person called Chala, this one of the 24 Matnas Kahuna, he gets Chala, this truma-like dough, or with actual truma itself, the chuli, a Kohen can fulfill his mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night with these things. So Gagin Demor says, da, pshita. Of course he can. The Kohen's allowed to eat challah, the Kohen's allowed to eat the truma. So why would you have a havamina, thought to think that, in fact, you can't be yotze with such challah or truma if you're a Kohen? Okay, of course, Yisrael, not. But a Kohen, why not? So the Gemara says, I might have said, matzah shavah l'chol adam bo'inon. You know what I would have said on my own? And you need to have matzah that anybody could eat, not just the Kohen could eat. Kamash Malan, matzos riba, from the extra word matzos that it says many times in the Parsha. Therefore, in this situation, it teaches us that it doesn't have to be matzah that's shava l'kol. That as long as the Kohen can eat it, as long as you can eat it, you can fulfill your mitzvah with that, even though other people might not be able to eat it. Now we'll go to the list of things that we said you can't be yotze your obligation with, and all of them we wanted to suggest, or obviously that you can't, so the Gemara is going to explain what the Chiddush is. So the Mishnah told us, Abo lo b'teva v'chula, you can't fulfill your mitzvah of eating on Pesach night matzah with tevel. Now, of course, the Gemara says, da, pshita, tevel is also to eat. It's a chiyuv of misa b'dei shemayim if a person eats tevel. So why would you ever have a minute to think that you can go in and use matzah that is tevel? Gemara says, no, lo tzricha, you need a chiddush over here. The Mishnah is, if it's mutter midaraisa, but it's only tevel midarabanon. So we're talking about betevel, tovel midarabanon, such as shezoro bi'otzitz sheno nokov, our famous flower pot case. So we talked many times that a flower pot has a hole in the bottom of it. It's considered halachically connected to the ground, even if it's not physically connected to the ground. It's halachically considered connected to the ground, and there's a chiyuv midaraisa of taking off tumas and maisers from this flower pot. But if the flower pot has no holes in the bottom of it, it's an otzitz she'eno nokov. It doesn't have perforations in the bottom of it. So therefore, it is not halachically mechuyev in trumas and maisos midaraisa because it's not connected to the ground. And only things in the ground are mechuyev to take off trumas and maisos. But midarabanan, the rabbi said, we want you to take off trumas and maisos even from a flower pot that doesn't have holes in it. But otzitz she'eno nokov. So therefore, one might have said, well, on a daraisa level, I can fulfill my mitzvah over here with such matzah because it is not tevel. But on a derabbanan level, it's tevel. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, even though on a daraisa level, it's mutter, but on a derabbanan level, it's not. So you can't fulfill your mitzvah daraisa even with this type of tevel that is tovel midirabbanan. Then the Mishnah said, v'lo b'maisa risho, shalo ne truma so. He said, you can't fulfill your obligation with maisa risho that didn't take off truma's maisa from it. So again, that's tevel. The Gemara says, pshita, of course, da. Of course you can't. It's tevel. So the Gemara says, lo tzricha, the chiddush over here is shegdimo bakri. We're talking here where the Levi took this when it already was in the kri stage, like we had the whole discussion a few minutes ago. So in the kri stage, the shibalim are now piled up, and therefore now there's a chiyuv to take off truma gedola and truma smaisa if the Levi chopped it first. So I might have thought, ma'u de tema, that Before we got the answer, I might have thought that no, in this stage, you're also part of, from the Truma Gedola, and you only have to take off Truma Smaisra. And therefore, Kamash Vulam, the Kiddush is Kiddushani. Like we answered, Abaya answered Rab Papa and said, no, that's what, for people like you, we need the two psukim. One to tell us that in the Shibolim stage, you put it from Truma Gedola, and in the Kri stage, you chayiv in Truma Gedola. Oh, so that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us, this diyuk. Then the Mishnah said, if the Maisa Sheni and Hekdish were not redeemed, so you can't fulfill your mitzvah of eating Pesach with Maisa Sheni funds outside of Yerushalayim, or with Hekdish that belongs to Hekdish. So one says again, Pshita, duh, why would you think that you're allowed to? After all, this is also for you to eat. So Gemara says, no, le'olam de niftu. It was redeemed, but it wasn't redeemed properly. So what does it mean when it says, lo niftu, who was redeemed, it wasn't redeemed properly? My lo niftu, it means, shalo niftu kil chason. It wasn't properly redeemed. For example, Maisa Sheni needs to be redeemed on a coin that has a tsura on it. And here, the Maisa Sheni was redeemed, Maisa Sheni shepedo agav asimon, on a coin that doesn't have an image on it. It's not what we would call a minted coin, it's a slug. People remember, of my age, what an asimon was in Eretz Yisrael. That was when they used to have payphones, telephones. You needed the special coins, the asimon, to go and make a telephone call. For those that remember what it was like to go to a payphone and actually put in coins and go and make a telephone call. The younger generation will not have a clue what I'm talking about. The older generation will smile and say, I remember. So, this Maisa Sheni Shepedo Agav Asimon. So, this coin doesn't have a tsura on it. It doesn't have a form on it. And the Torah tells us, the Rachman Amar, the Pasuk says, when you're redeeming your Maisa Sheni, it must be redeemed. Vitzarto HaKesef Biodecha. You must go and take a coin with a tsura to go and redeem. The coin that has some sort of an image on it, some sort of a design on it, that is the type of a coin that you can go redeem Maisa Sheni with. You can redeem it with. And if it doesn't have a tsura, like this Asimon, even though you thought you redeemed it, it's not considered a proper redemption, it's still considered not yet redeemed, and therefore you can't be Yotze with it. And that's what the Chiddush of a Mishnah is. Likewise, when you're dealing with Hekdish that wasn't redeemed properly, what does that mean? The Hekdish, Shechililo Agabi Karka. You redeem the Hekdish for Shava Kesef. Now, you're not allowed to redeem Hekdish for Shava Kesef like Karka. You have to redeem it for actual money. Because the Pasuk says, the Rachmon Amar, V'Nosan HaKesef V'Komlo. When you give Kesef money to the Gizbar, to Hekdish, that's when something is Poda. And therefore, by using a field to redeem it, well, it's, in other ways, a very nice thing to do, but you can't go redeem Hekdish with anything but money. You can't use karka. So the person redeemed the Hekdish with karka. He thought it was good. The Chiddush of the Mishnah is that it's not good. The Brisa says, you might have thought that a person could fulfill his obligation of eating matzah on Pesach night with tevel that wasn't properly tied. The Gemara says, what? Kol tevel nami holo niskan. By definition, tevel is not properly tied. So what are you telling me over here? Someone says, you're right. Ela betevel shelo niskan kol tzarko. It wasn't fully tied. Meaning that you might have thought that if you took off some of the tides, then you can be yotzei with that remaining tevel, the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night. So the chiddush is, no, if any of the tides are still untied, so then you're not yotzei with that. It's still called tevel. So that's what the Chiddush is over here. Ela b'tevel shelo niskan kol tzarko, it means shenidlo mimenu truma gedola. Truma gedola was taken off, for example. However, lo nidlo mimenu truma smaisa. But the truma smaisa wasn't taken off from yet from the maisa rishon. So you can't be yotzei with that. Or if you have maisa rishon, take it off, but below maisa sheni, but you didn't take off the maisa sheni. Or in the years, the third and the sixth year, when instead of maisa sheni, you take off maisa rani, fafilo maisa rani. Even if the maisa ani wasn't taken off yet, it's still called tevel, and you can't be yotzei a mitzvah. Now, how do we know this? Minayin. So the Gemara brings down the pasuk lo sochal olav chametz, this pasuk that we had previously, but here we darshan it mi sheisuro mishum bal tochal olav chametz. The only thing that you can't be yotzi with is something that the iser is that you're not allowed to eat it because it's chametz. But the implication is yotzi zeh, it excludes something. I might have thought she'ein isuro mishum bal tochal chametz el mishum bal tochal tevel. But I might have said over here that it doesn't include something that has a separate Isra on it, i.e. the Isra of Tevel. That's what I might have thought. Therefore, comes along this pasuk to teach us that you can't be yotzei a mitzvah with this as well. Gemara says, what? The isur the chametz lechon asla. This chametz over here, why would you think that you'd be able to yotzei with it? So Gemara says, Amar Sheshes, Hamani, this is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon he. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon who says, the Amar, ein isur chal al isur. The famous sheet of Rabbi Shimon that says that one isur can't be chal on the other isur. So you have over here a pre-existing isur that this is tevel. So one might have thought, according to Rabbi Shimon, that in fact, in this situation, it's not chametz. The Tanya, because we learned Rabbi Shimon, Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, we turn to Lamed Vavam and Aleph. Ochel Nevela, B'yom HaKippurim, Potter. You're not allowed to eat on Yom Kippur. But if you eat Nevela on Yom Kippur, you're not going to be Chayiv Koris for eating on Yom Kippur because you're Chayiv Alav for eating Nevela. So the Isser of Yom Kippur can't be Chal on top of the Isser of Nevela. So too, one might have thought that the Isser of Chametz can't be Chal on top of the Isser over here of Tevel. So the Gemara says, Ravina disagrees. Ravina Amar, no, I feel the same Rabbanu. You don't have to say that this only goes according to the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. In fact, Mishe Yisura Mishum Batocha Chometz Bovad. The Pasuk is implying that the only type of thing that you're over Batocha Chometz is if that's only Chometz. So even if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, and you don't hold that Issa can't be Chal and Issa, Yotza Zeh, She'en Yisur Mishum Batocha Chometz Bovad. It's not only talking about Batocha Chometz alone, Elo Af Mishum Batocha Tevel. So here, it would apply because it's not only because of Batocha Chometz, it could be even if there's something else. It's as if the word Bovad is written over here to tell us that the only type of Chometz that you're over is if it's only an Issa Chometz, but even if you don't hold like Rabbi Shimon, Issa, Ein Issa Chalal Issa, it's as if it said the word Bovad over here, and therefore it comes to exclude something that has another Issa like Tevel. But Gemara says, where does it say that? Midei Bovad Ksiv. When Ravina gives this beautiful drasha, it's not based upon a pasuk. It doesn't say anywhere bovad. And therefore, in fact, Ravina is wrong. Ela machvarta to Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes is terrorist. This only goes according to Rav Shimon. Ein Issa Chalal Issa is the only way to learn this properly over here. With this, we conclude today's shir.